Finally, here are the directions for part 4. In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once. Now let's listen to the interview. This is an interview with a professional pianist. Welcome to Music Moment. I'm Jack Thompson, and today we're very lucky to have as our special guest an internationally trained professional pianist, Miss Yuko Hagiwara. Yuko, welcome to our studio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I know that you're a professional pianist, so I know you play the piano for a living. But what kind of jobs do you do exactly?
Well, I'm starting my career as a collaborative pianist, which is a pianist who plays with more than one instrument. My job is to accompany singers and instrumentalists for auditions and recitals and lessons. But sometimes I perform in concerts as a solo pianist.
Now, I know that you perform in front of many people, and if it was me, I would be extremely nervous. Do you have any kind of ritual or routine that you do to relieve that nervous tension?
Yes, well, I always have my own way of relaxing on the performance day. I try to imagine myself concentrating and also imagine the whole performance procedure. I also go out for short walks because it relaxes my nerves. But when I go up on stage, I just try to listen to every note I play and concentrate on how it connects to make a melody. I think concentration is the best way to forget about being nervous.
Do you find that, say, Europeans take a different approach or have a different philosophy towards classical music?
For us Japanese, I think classical music is definitely a foreign music. So I think the Europeans understand the music more from the heart, while the Japanese try to cover it up by showing technique.
I understand that you also teach in your spare time. Have you found anything particularly interesting or difficult about teaching?
Well, teaching piano is a lot of fun, and you learn a lot from teaching. When I teach children, it's hard to keep the child's attention for a long period of time. The balance of teaching discipline and showing how fun piano is can be quite difficult. On the other hand, there are many adults who want to start learning the piano, and they have a lot of concentration, but sometimes their fingers aren't quite flexible. So it takes effort to teach adults how to release the tension in their muscles.
Okay, great. And what are your future plans?
I plan to be in concerts as much as I can and have the opportunity to collaborate with many musicians. And one of my big dreams is to build up some kind of organization in Japan where young pianists can get plenty of opportunity in studying and performing chamber music someday.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really look forward to hearing you play.
Thank you. Questions. Number 26. According to Yuko, how does the Japanese approach to classical music differ from the European approach? Number 27. What difficulty does Yuko have when teaching piano to adults?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.